We're going to come back in a moment more with Joyce Keller as we talk about her book, Why Am I Here? Fascinating book, by the way. A few more questions, then we'll go to your calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast with Joyce Keller. Joyce, you were talking about Lobsang Rampa, who one of his biggest books was called The Third Eye. He really dabbled with the paranormal, but you made a connection with him, huh? With his spirit?
Well, I had never heard of him before, as I said, and I went there, and I found myself having some kind of an encounter with him where he allowed me to ask him questions. And I said, oh, I have one more. And he said, no, it's all you get, just three. And he said, there are people waiting. And I came back into my body again, and that was the whole encounter. And I would love to remember what was actually said, and I don't remember consciously. I find that the conscious mind is not that brilliant for all of us. We think we're so smart, but we're not. So, you know, you have to kind of move the conscious mind aside, and then we have these incredible experiences which we don't remember. So that is part of what happened to me with that. So he has been working with me since then. It's been about 2 years now. And, you know, the old adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So my teachings certainly did change at that point as well. So thank you for letting me share that. And you know, George, in the short time that we've been on together, I've had so many people write to me. I'm looking at my computer screen, and they are asking for Lobsang Rampa's name again. So
I'll spell it.
Thank you.
Lobsang, and then Rampa, Rampa.
.org, right. And so that's really an incredible experience that people might want to follow up on that. So thank you.
So the Akashic Records, what is your take, Joyce, on what they are?
Yeah, I think the Akashic Records are probably in the pineal gland, and that's kind of the third eye in the center of the forehead. And those Akashic Records are, as Edgar Cayce said, following us from lifetime to lifetime. And if you can read the Akashic Record, you pretty much have the answer to everything you need to know about why you're here, the lessons you're supposed to have, where you're going, and people to forgive, and so forth and so on. But all of that is in there. And Edgar Cayce, I know you're a fan of Edgar Cayce also, and I was very happy that the Cayce Foundation published my book that you were just talking about.
Perfect.
Yeah, thank you. He gave almost 15,000 readings, and all based on the Akashic Records. So there has to be something to it, and the records are infallible. There are so many different people who were saying that the records are in a big hall somewhere. They're in the middle of your head, and that's it. And when you pass away, the records are taken with you. Wherever you go, those go with you. So I don't know if that is a satisfactory answer, but that's what I feel. It's just the record of the soul. So, and it includes the information about the soul contract and your astrological aspects. It's all in there. So Cayce certainly moved that forward and helping us all to understand what the Akashic Records really are.
And those readings eventually, Joyce, wore him down, killed him.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, he was a Baptist, so he was always at odds with himself and fighting with himself. I have to tell you, if I have a moment, what happened to me, this happens.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
I was speaking with a person who seemed very nice. They were very friendly. And at a certain point, I always say to the person, what is your birthday? Because I know that's very important. That's the one thing you can't change. George, you can change your nose, change everything about yourself. You cannot change that birthday.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So he said, oh, he said, I can't tell you. He said, anything like that is demonic. He said, if you do astrology, you're demonic. You know, we had been friends up until that point. And suddenly I turned demonic because I asked him his birthday. And that was so hurtful and so wrong because I'm strictly in the light like you. I mean, we're light workers. So simply because I went into an astrological mode for a moment, he thought that was demonic. So I was just wondering what you thought about that.
I'm glad I'm not in your footsteps.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree. That's why I try not to use that word astrology. I use other words.
Now, you've looked at deja vu. What's your take on that?
very difficult. That's very difficult. That's a time warp. You don't know whether you're coming or going, or did it happen, did it not happen. I wouldn't even be able to give a really good answer. I know it happens to all of us. It could be what's coming up in the future. It's interlocked time, and time is so fragmented and so hard to understand because it's just on the Earth. So if you're going out of the dimension of the Earth, if you're going into a state of alpha, or you're slightly altered, you're going to have those deja vu experiences.
Yeah.
And I know you've had them too.
Well, I got to tell you, I had not had one in 1 or 2 years.
Oh.
And then when I was at Joshua Tree contact in the desert just a month ago,
yes,
I had 5 of them.
That's because I've been there also.
5
and
of them.
That is such a phenomenal place, and that opened your chakras.
I was going crazy. I mean, because like every 40 minutes, I knew exactly what was going to unfold. I could feel that feeling again. It was bizarre.
Well, that's because Joshua's tree is one of the chakras of the Earth. So you had a power point. So anything can happen there, and it's wonderful that you had that experience. It shows how psychic you really are.
Oh my gosh, I was tuned in. I was on overdrive or something like
that. Well, that's wonderful, though. You are constantly becoming more and more psychic. Every time I listen to you, I realize that your third eye is opening more and more, and your crown chakra is becoming more energized, and you're tuning in. You've always been psychic, but I think you are becoming more and more psychic with each day. And you're going to be channeling your aunt, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I should do that.
Have you already started doing that?
I have not. Uh-huh. I'll let you do that first.
No. She's your aunt.
You'll be the one.
But she wants to work through you, and she delivers messages to you all the time. And she says, George, I'm here to deliver messages to you so that you can bring them out onto the air. So that's one of the things that you're going to be doing. But you have many spirit guides, George. She's just coming on board recently. And I think your sister is around you also, but your sister is a little more reticent to do that. She's not quite as...
She was pretty practical.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She was pretty practical.
Let's go to big changes.
Let's go to the phones.
Oh,
Wildcard Line, Earl is in Sacramento, California. We'll get you started here. Go ahead, Earl.
Hi, George.
Hi, good to have you with us.
What was the lady's name again?
Joyce Keller.
Oh, hey, Joyce.
Hi, Earl. What's your birthday?
So, on the George and you guys talking about not forgiving somebody for murder.
Uh-huh.
You know, we come into this lifetime with karma, but we also create karma in this life. So it's... For my experience has been we're living in this eternal here-ness and now-ness of things. So if I go murder somebody, it's an actual destructive act against God.
Yes.
Or God's children.
Of course.
So I don't have to forgive somebody. They have to go to the judgment or the karmic, take on the responsibility of that act. And that's doled out by the lords of karma, if you will, you know, metaphorically speaking. So to say that we come into this lifetime and that we're predestined to murder somebody, I can't accept that.
Could you forgive someone, Earl, though, who killed a family member of yours?
Absolutely not.
No, nor could I.
And the thing is that, you know, for me, when we're talking, you know, I had an experience where I was literally in the Bible. I'm not saying I'm a devout follower of the Bible, but when Moses saw the burning bush, he saw the light of God and imparted this, you know, esoteric understanding and knowledge. And I've had that happen numerous times in my life. And the last time it happened, I saw that everybody is here as soul to journey, and there's no beginning and ending to it. It's an eternal here-ness and now-ness. We change forms, we change names, we change experience, but we're not bound to, we're only bound to it in the way that we have expanded our awareness. And the paradox of all that is that Once we have that or work in that area, we can't get murdered. It doesn't coexist. We wouldn't know. We would not even be put in that place spiritually.
Let's get so Joyce's take on some of this. Joyce, you want to react to some of that?
George, I think you have some pretty outstanding listeners. Earl is a terrific teacher. And Earl, you should be writing. Did you write down what you just said? Are you writing?
Well, yeah, I've thought of many times of writing the book, but I just, there's other things, you know, that I'm here for that I think was more in the area of holistic food, eating, whatnot. So, you know, everybody plays their part. But, you know, and you were talking about deja vu. Well, you can actually see into your future via going to different areas. It's, you know, it's known as, you know, whether it's the Keshe's records or it's basically reading your vidya. Okay, so, you know, once I had a dream once, I'll tell you this real quick because I don't want to take up all your time, but I had a business relationship with a guy that was, I went into with, and my wife went to work for him, and he would smoke pot, and he would go Dr. Jekyll to Hyde, and we thought, okay, you know, that's not working for us. I went to my lawyer. He said, you know, you're in contract with this gentleman. You have to basically get out of contract, and he's going to get, you know, the best of it. So I went inwardly asked, you know, where do I go with this? And I had a dream that I went to the top of this mountain with this guy, and he said, if you go down this water slide and make it to the bottom, call me, and I will give you a lot of money. Well, the water slide, I looked down the water slide, and it was steep and long, and I knew if I went down and relaxed that I wouldn't bounce off the walls and get hurt. So I slid down the water, I just relaxed, and it was a five-mile water slide. 5 years later, he calls me up and says, I want you to buy me out, I'm retiring.
Huh.
And the next 10 years, I had my wife and I owned the business and had the best financial run of 30 years of being a contractor.
Good for you.
There you go, Earl.
You know, we can see our future, but we have to ask. We have to want it. And
you have to want it. You have to be ready for it.
Uh-huh.
You have to be ready for it, too.
You have to be ready for it because you have to be aware enough to ask. And so I really like when you say guides. Guides are always available, but we have to ask. We can't be shy about it. But I do know for a fact that we can all surround ourselves with this light, and nobody can murder us. Nobody can take our life. Nobody can do anything. So we're living in a universe where if we're not protecting ourselves spiritually, we're susceptible to getting hurt by these, you know, we talk about lower entities and you know, not doing the Ouija board and all these other things. Well, there's people in the body that want to do harm. And so, when, you know, and Joyce was talking earlier about the fact that we're rapidly expanding. People are more aware of this and are starting to use that area to protect themselves. And so it's all a good thing. So anyway, thank you for taking
my
call.
You're welcome. Thank you, Earl.
That's pretty cool.
He's right on, isn't he?
No, absolutely. So, George, you have another book coming out, right?
I have one coming out the end of this month called Night Talk. It is my very first fictional book. And it's about a talk show host who experiences all kinds of strange things and had some fun with that. So we'll see what happens with it.
That's going to be phenomenal.
Books are tough these days. You know that.
Oh, it's very, very tough. Absolutely. Because people are really not reading
as much.
They did.
No.
But they're going to read Night Talk.
Well, we'll see. Is that is that from a psychic? Are you telling me that?
Yes, I'm giving you a prediction. It's going to be terrific.
We now go to Will in the Bronx in New York. Hey, Will, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, George?
Good, Will.
Yes.
Thank
Look
you.
Here, you mentioned deja vu.
Yes.
I'm thinking that what the parents pass on to the children, that ultimately becomes your immune system and the different systems of the body, is your memory banks, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
And in order to just function, for a baby to know how to swallow, to breathe, to passed the bowels, all of that. It's some, you know, there's a residual amount of memory already in your memory banks, just to function. So who's to say that deja vu is just not something passed over from the last, you know, person?
From your parents. Did anyone say that? I think that it's not the case. I think it's simply a time warp, if it's anything. It's very hard to understand because you have different planes intersecting. As George said before, when he had the last deja vu experience, one was right after another. So he was in a place where that was allowed to happen. So it has a very metaphysical base, Will. So,
Joyce, as you look at all of this, and again, we come back to why am I here, will we get these answers? Is it an individual thing, or will we get it collectively? How will we know why we are here?
Well, for one thing, if you do it astrologically, the place of the North Node is really what that book is about. And if you know the placement of all the planets at the time of your birth, the North Node tells you the purpose of your birth very quickly. And the South Node is the opposite sign. That was the lifetime that you have just come from, what your experience was, or the most influential experience that you're dealing with at this time. So you have the South Node and the North Node, both very important parts of the chart. Most people just know their sun sign, like Gemini, and it doesn't go
right
beyond that.
Exactly.
Excuse me, but I'm sorry, but it's very, very complicated. And again, I learned a long time ago, because of all the radio shows that I do, that if people want to know the place of the purpose of their birth, you look at the placement of the North Node and it tells you pretty quickly.
Let's go to Kate, first-time caller in Pennsylvania. Hey, Kate, good morning.
Hello there. I actually live in New York City, and I'm in Pennsylvania visiting my parents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, before I came upstairs, I couldn't sleep. I was sitting outside on the deck and looking up at the stars and really having these questions, exactly what you guys are talking about. And then I decided, okay, I went back upstairs, turned on the radio, and there you are. And it's funny because, I was sitting on the deck looking at the stars and really asking myself those questions. I'm about to turn 44, and this is the first time in the last year or so of my life I've really been lost. I've never felt so lost before. And it's very strange to me how, you know, you can always feel like guided and know your purpose and be okay. And then, I mean, maybe to use Joyce's word, a time warp. Time warp is like the last 2 years I have been utterly just spinning in circles, and I don't know what happened or how to get back on track.
We got
to
get you back on track, Katie.
But how?
Katie, what's your birthday, honey?
September 2nd, 1972.
Okay, 72, you said?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, you for one thing, you need to meditate every day. Are you meditating daily and centering yourself? Are you doing deep breathing exercises, yoga? Remember, the meaning of yoga is union. It's union of you with your higher self. So if you're going in circles and you feel a little bit confused, meditation is the answer. You pray first. You ask for the highest and only the purest and the cleanest and the best to come into your life.
Joyce, we're going to hold her over, and we'll talk more about that with Kate and you next on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to our final segment here with Joyce Keller, our psychic medium, as we talk about her work, Why Am I Here? Her website, by the way, is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Let's go back to Katie, first-time caller from New York in Pennsylvania, who seems to be lost for the last couple of years. Is that pretty accurate, Kate?
Yeah, it is pretty accurate, but I have to say I've had some time to reflect during the commercial here, and it's been nice because I think, you know, Joyce is right. It's one of the things that has changed. I used to do a lot of yoga, and I used to meditate a lot more frequently than I do, and so, you know, there's a key there. I have two more questions.
All right, and she's there. Go ahead.
Okay. You mentioned the North Node, and I'm curious about that. I'm assuming there's information about that in your book?
Sure, but you can use any ephemeris or any kind of, you can go on the web. You don't even have to buy my book. You can just look up your birthday and look at where all the planets are at the time of your birth, and you'll see all the way to the right there's the North Node. It's the last column. Or you can just look up North Node and put in the dates, and you'll get the information that way as well. I mean, I took years and years of research to do it, but you can do it quickly on an individual basis. But I wanted to say you're in what's known as technically as a spiritual funk. So that's
yes.
where you need to kind of regenerate the energy again. So water is usually the answer, and meditation and prayer. Okay, Katie? Okay. So good luck, and God bless you.
And you had one more. Did you have another question, Katie, or is that it?
Sure.
Well, it's a little complicated. I don't want to take up too much time, so I'll leave time for the next.
Okay,
question.
Great. So have a safe trip back to New York. Let's go to Omiris in Santa Cruz, California. Hey there, Omiris. Thanks for calling.
Hey, George and Joyce. So good to be on.
Thank you.
Hey, nice to hear from you.
So it's November 1st, 1956. And
okay,
for what it's worth, actually, my north node is in Scorpio along with the Sun and Mercury and Neptune, if that's helpful at all.
Oh, my goodness. That's too much in Scorpio.
Really? I was always wishing there was a couple more, but I understand your point coming from a Gemini. That's
It's way too much. And it just shows that you are so very, very metaphysical. I mean, you can go so many different ways with all of that energy in Scorpio. So I hope that you're channeling it well and using it metaphysically and soaring like an eagle, which I feel that you are, Omira. So just your name alone is very, very spiritual.
When you say, Joyce, it's too much, what does that mean?
He has too many planets in one sign. It's like it's almost unbalanced energy. But
it's not his fault, right?
No, of course not. It's just the way life sets it up before we're born. And, we come in with these charts that we have to deal with. So this is something that he has brought about from his past life work. And he's incredibly metaphysical. So that's a wonderful thing.
You have talked about heart and other transplants. Tell me the connection here.
I think the heart seed atom, or the everything about us is contained within the heart. And if you have a heart transplant, you're transferring your karmic experience and who and what you are to another individual. And that's very complicated. That's a complicated karmic experience for everyone concerned. Of course, it saves lives, but you also have people behaving in a very bizarre way because they're taking on the whole personality of another person. So it's much more complicated than it seems to be, but it's saving lives, and there's something to be said for it. I was recently speaking with a cardiologist who is basically a Hindu and very at odds about the whole experience. And
yeah.
She said that she was actually going to have to leave cardiology. That's how serious it is.
Really? She was at odds?
Tearing
her apart.
Yeah, because she knew what was involved with the heart seed atom, and the person's entire karma is within the heart seed atom. So a heart transplant is very complicated on a spiritual level.
Let's go west of the Rockies. Mary is with us from East Los Angeles. Hi, Mary. Go ahead.
Hi. I have the opposite problem of the girl in New York. I'm having so much spirituality going through my soul and out of my mouth that I have to start my own YouTube channel. Every half hour, half an hour a day, sometimes 3 hours, I can't stop. And I went to a psychic. Actually, it was a reincarnation therapist who was Dr. Bruce Goldberg, I believe.
Oh, sure, yeah. He's on the program.
Me, he hypnotized me. And I was at the foot of the cross, and I was watching my son die. And I truly, I don't want to sound cocky, but sometimes I feel that the Virgin Mary works through me. And I don't want to be like, oh, wow, you're so great. It's like somebody has to talk for these spiritual entities that are looking out for the world. And sometimes it's like I knock on the door. Nobody answers it except George Norrie. You are the only human being. And by the way, your screener is so psychic. He's so right. He forced me to call you 4 times, and I'm glad I did. And I was yelling and arguing with him, and he still let me on. So thank you.
He's a good guy.
Well, he's Pisces, and he's terrific. And
I'm a Scorpio.
Your whole crew is terrific, George. You know, not just Tom, but also Lisa and Stephanie and I had some great laughs the other day when she called us.
Yeah,
everybody's great. So thank you.
They've been with me since the beginning of time, Joyce.
Really? They're wonderful people, too.
But anyways, what can we do about Mary here?
Well, Mary, she mentioned the right thing before about having her own YouTube channel. She definitely should be on YouTube because she's channeling the Blessed Mother. I mean, what could be better? So, Mary, go for it. What's not to love about this? You have a job to do.
How many people have that ability to do things like that, Joyce?
There's no number. It's impossible to say. But as the veil thins between the physical and the non-physical, there are more and more people all the time. So more and more people are channeling and bringing in high energies, and everything is changing on the planet, George. It's really an incredible time to be here. So it's wonderful, really.
Everybody wants to know about relationships when they talk to a psychic. How come?
Because, you know the old story, the world could be crumbling and going to hell in a handbasket, and still you're going to say, where's my soulmate? You know, because we're looking for love. We're looking for the other half. And as I say, I lost my husband. I just can't get myself back on track. I feel so lost without him because we were together for so many years and so happy together, and suddenly you have that rug pulled out. You really do need your soulmate.
Are you saying you feel lost right now?
I feel emotionally lost because, I mean, not spiritually. I'm spiritually well-grounded and connected.
Right.
But I got used to, I was with Jack since I was in high school. And actually, the first time we saw him, I was 5 years old.
You guys went beyond the odds, too, because the high school things, I went through that. They don't work a lot.
I saw him for the first time when I was 5 years old, and I told my mother at that time that I would marry him. Really, I saw him because he had a light around him and a wedding ring.
Wow, how old were you? Same age?
I was 5 years old. I was sitting on my mother's running board, you know, in days of running boards.
Amazing.
Yeah, and I saw Jack at that time. He was with my cousin.
A little 5-year-old kid, huh?
Yeah, I was five, and I had to wait till I grew up a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's a serious loss for me, but, you know, it's okay. It's fine. So I just wanted to share that with you. We all, even Donald Trump said everyone is suffering, and that really is true.
Let's go out to West Virginia. Buck's with us. Hey, Buck.
Hey, George, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, Buck. Thanks.
Good morning, George.
Hi, Buck. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for asking. Hey, I was going to ask a general question, Joyce, but I'm compelled to ask one of a more personal nature, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay, well, what it is here, I've come upon a time in life all of a sudden where I feel like I've lived my life in chapters. Now, this has never happened until lately. And for some reason, I feel like I have one more chapter to finish, and I don't know why that is, but I feel, for example, you know, I go by my buck or my nickname Buck, and I want to start going by my given name, which is Buckingham, and just for example, that, like, not starting new, but kind of the opposite, kind of like I got one more chapter to go, but I got to make it a good one. Does that make any sense, Joyce?
Well, Mr. Buckingham, we think it's fabulous. It's wonderful because it shows that you're coming in, you are aware. You know, the most important thing we have to learn on the earth is to know yourself and to love one another. And you're doing both, so what could be better? And you're changing your name from Buck to Mr. Buckingham. We love it, right, George?
How'd you get that name, Buck?
Well, no, my nickname's Buck, and my given name's Buckingham.
Yeah, I mean, who your parents named you after what, Buckingham Palace or what?
Well, you know, it's funny because I don't know. I don't think they named me after anybody in particular because my middle name's Ronald, and I certainly, I'm not a Ronald Reagan fan, but I don't know where they came up with that, and both of them have passed now. And, I mean, all my siblings have different names, but I've always liked my name, but people just always cut it off to Buck.
Yeah, when you were a kid, that's what your buddies called you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. But like I said, I feel I feel like I'm Buckingham now.
Mr. Ron Buckingham. Well, we love it.
I love it. He does a promo for us for our Coast Insiders Club, and he starts by saying, hey, this is Buck. So that means we might have to change it, Buck. Eanham.
Well, how about my birthday? Does that mean anything, Joyce?
Sure, but I don't think we're doing birthdays. It's up to George, so whatever.
Oh, well, okay. Let's just, you got time for one quick one. What's the birthday, Buck?
It's December 25th, 1957.
Christmas Day.
You were born on Christmas Day? What a blessing.
Yes, I was.
What a present.
Yeah, right. It's what my mother said.
Yeah, well, your mother kind of missed out on Christmas dinner, but that's okay. But look,
I think Santa was doing a little more than coming down chimneys, that's for sure.
Okay, George, I wanted to just tell Buck very quickly that the purpose of his birthday is the North Node in the sign of Scorpio, which tells me right away that you're here for metaphysical purposes. As we mentioned to the other gentleman before, when you have all that Scorpion energy, you have to express yourself metaphysically. And as you change your name to Mr. Buckingham, you're going to find yourself to be much, much more psychic and much, much more spiritual. So go for it. That's terrific. Thank you, Ron.
All right, Buck, thanks. Let's go to Tom now in the Cerritos, California. Hey, Tom, go ahead.
Thanks for taking. You get two West Virginians in a row. I'm originally from Parkersburg, West Virginia.
Oh, how about that? Okay.
Anyway, I wanted to ask you. You had mentioned suicide, and as I said to the call fielder, I said, you know, there are different kinds of suicide. What about the guy in Vietnam who jumped on a can grenade with a helmet to save his buddies? What about somebody who jumps in front of a train and knock a kid out of the way and gets hit by the train, knowing that they're probably going to die?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to have a
difference.
Those
aren't suicides. Those are great, great sacrifices.
Yeah, what I'm saying though, isn't that a psychic? You get a plus for that if you do
that's
something
right.
For
you
the good
do.
Of course, sure.
Okay, that was my question.
All right, that's a great question, by the way. I mean, that's heroism gets a lot of points, doesn't it, Joyce?
Oh, huge points, definitely. Wonderful karma.
The Akashic Records will be fantastic.
Yes, most definitely.
I mean, those are true heroes.
Yes, really.
True heroes.
Because,
in a shooting episode in a theater or something, they found that somebody had been killed, but protected a few other people by putting his body over them. To me, that's a hero.
It really is. And again, God has such grace that for all of us who pass in horrible ways like that, we're taken out of the body before the death experience itself. I think in almost all cases, accidents or whatever happens, God is really loving and gracious and kind. So I wanted to make sure the whole audience knows that, because we're very troubled by different types of deaths that we hear about around us.
Let's go to Mary in Virginia Beach, Virginia. We'll squeeze you in, Mary. Got about a minute. Go ahead.
Hi. I was just calling to see what Joyce's best advice is for those of us in the second half of life who feel like we haven't yet discovered our purpose in life.
But, Mary, you have. You are just the world's best friend to everybody. I see that you're a very, very loving, kind person, and you're compassionate. You have natural healing abilities. So when you speak to people, they're going to feel better. And just the way you smile, you have a beautiful smile, by the way. So I know that you are fulfilling your destiny in a very beautiful way. So I don't think you have to worry about it. You just continue along the path that you're on. It's very loving, Mary. I can feel the sweetness and the love in your nature. So
thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary. Appreciate
that.
Hey, Joyce, expect a call from an old friend of mine whose husband just passed away.
Oh.
And she's having a very, very difficult time with that.
Have her call me, please.
I will do that.
Really, because that's not supposed to be. Those people are doing fine, and we're the ones who are suffering here. So I would be very, very happy to speak to her, and I'll help her in any way.
Where can people get the book, Why Am I Here?
It should be available anywhere, although I did go into Barnes & Noble and didn't have it, so just ask for it.
Maybe it's sold out already.
I have no idea, but it should be around. And the Edgar Casey Press is fantastic. They're very good about distribution, so I'm very optimistic.
Okay. Joyce, take care. It's fun to talk with you.
Hey, George, you're the best. Thank you so very, very much. And Tom and Lisa and the whole gang. I love you all. Thank you.
JoyceKeller.com. That's the website for Nathan Staton, Dan Galanti, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Borles, and George Knapp. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.